Biden is now in Poland. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's where a majority of the 3.7 million Ukrainians who fled Russia's invasion are now being housed. Before leaving Brussels, the president announced a plan to help Europe be less dependent on energy from Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Putin has issued Russia's energy resources to coerce and manipulate its neighbors.
The president says the U.S. and our international partners will supply natural gas to Europe.
Here's the catch. The White House fact sheet says this. The United States will maintain its regulatory environment with an emphasis on supporting the emergency energy security objective and the repower EU goals. Now, that could mean no change in U.S. posture domestically.
Fox's Edward Lawrence in Brussels. We have an update just in on Benjamin Hall, our Fox News correspondent, wounded while reporting in Ukraine. He is back in the U.S. now. Transferred from an American military hospital in Germany to Brooke Army Medical Center in Texas. He's said to be in good spirits despite serious injuries and multiple surgeries. That attack also killed a Fox News photojournalist, Pierre Jakshevsky, and a Ukrainian freelance journalist, Sasha Kushnova. The wife of a Supreme Court justice is under more scrutiny beyond her just taking part in a pro-Trump rally in 2021 before the Capitol riot. Fox's Jared Halpern has a live update.
In a series of text messages to then-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Virginia Thomas encouraged attempts to challenge the 2020 election results and passed along advice on messaging and legal strategies. The messages were obtained by the Washington Post and CBS News. Thomas is the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. None of those messages reference him or the Supreme Court. Justice Thomas did not sit for arguments this week at the court. He was hospitalized last week, a statement from the court says, for an infection. Dave.
Jared Kins of Minneapolis may not like this, but their parents do. It'll be back to school Monday. A more than two-week teacher strike is over. A tentative agreement in place. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's been a wild week on Wall Street. Selling Monday, rebounding Tuesday, back to losing Wednesday, followed by big gains yesterday. And this morning, it's a mixed market. The Dow is up 83 points. The S&P 500 is adding 3, but the NASDAQ is down 59. The price of oil's down $2, back to about $110 a barrel. Gas, though, up a fraction. AAA's national average for regular now around $4.24 per gallon. That is 67 cents more than a month ago. Inflation like that is a reason only 45% of Americans approve of the job President Biden is doing in a new poll.
The latest Fox News poll finds just 26% think the economy is in excellent or good shape. And while that hasn't changed much in 6 months, back in September, 42% thought the Biden administration was making the economy better. Now, just 22% do. A majority said rising gas prices have become a major problem. When it comes to what to do about that, three-quarters said we need to increase renewable sources, but nearly the same number said we need to increase domestic production of oil and gas. Only a third favor increasing imports from countries like Iran and Venezuela. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California is going to build a new bridge, but not for cars or trucks or trains.
Ground will be broken next month on Earth Day for a bridge over the 101 freeway just west of L.A. The hope is big cats, coyotes, deer, lizards, snakes, and other critters will use it to get safely to the open spaces in the Santa Monica Mountains, where they will potentially find better access to food and mating opportunities. Of course, the bridge won't be paved. It'll be covered in dirt and vegetation with barriers to shield the animals from vehicle headlights and sound insulation to quiet the roar of 8 lanes of traffic below. It'll take about 3 years to build at a cost of $90 million. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
And we'll get down to the Elite Eight tonight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament after four more games. Arkansas, Duke, Houston, Villanova won last night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.